Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
No individual can really be educated apart from a knowledge of the Bible. And the book of Psalms in this grand book contains some of the most beautiful and thought-provoking passages in prose of all the world's great literature. I, for one, marvel at the profound emotional insights which you find described here, the same emotions and feelings that we grapple with today. In Psalm 42 and 43, which probably were written as one, the writer voices a recurring theme. Three times he asks, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why is so disturbed within me?" Three times he speaks of the solution. "Put your hope in God," he says, adding, "For I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Can you relate to that? Do you ever face personal bouts with discouragement and depression? You really know things are not as bad as you feel they are, but you just can't quite get on top of it. You are not alone. The writer of this psalm felt just that way some 3,000 years ago. And the answer to his problem can be your answer as well. Hope in God, he says. Not the stock market, not your beauty or charm, certainly not your ability to make things happen. Following two deep valleys of human suffering, Norman Cousins authored a book entitled The Biology of Hope. The human spirit, he wrote, can't be diagnosed or dissected. What Cousins described as the human spirit, the writer of Psalms called the soul. Therapy, tranquilizers, counseling, and surgery can never surpass the power of hope when it comes to healing and restoration. In these two psalms, the writer begins by saying that the deer pants for water. Likewise, his soul pants for God. Yet he says tears have been his constant companion. In this soliloquy, the writer makes three I statements. They provide guidelines for us when we are cast down and our souls are disturbed. Here they are. First, I will remember. Then, I will say to God. Finally, I will go to the altar of God. When you reach the valley of despair, looking in your rearview mirror is okay. It's positive to look behind and recognize the hand of God, remembering His blessings on your life. That's what the psalmist did. He talked about going to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving. He remembers how in bygone days, God made him a focus of love and gave him a song in the night. No, he didn't feel like doing this. Remembering was a conscious matter of his will, a decision. So is it for you too, friend. Forcing yourself to remember is like building a platform upon which you stand and then reach toward the strength of the Almighty. The second step in climbing out of his misery was a frank admission of his depression. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? That's straight talk. Telling God how you feel is therapy of the soul. It's okay to let the tears flow. That's part of breaking up the hardness of what life has done to you. Tears can be a powerful catalyst for healing. Then the psalmist said, I will go to the altar of God, whom he described as his joy and delight. There's just a few seconds to share a closing thought. When the psalmist was depressed, he turned to God, not on God. When you ask that question, why are you downcast? Why disturbed? Remember the solution. Put your hope in God, and then praise Him for deliverance.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.